Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Before we get started, I have a quick announcement. My new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, went on sale last month. I'm really excited about it because I know it's going to help a lot of people. It's full of specific techniques to assess your financial health, create a realistic spending plan, reduce all kinds of debt, lower your taxes, save money, and more, all in a step-by-step format. You'll be surprised how easy it is to create a more secure financial future. You will owe less, own more, and rest easier. Today's show is a free excerpt from the audiobook. I discuss 5 ways to raise your credit score and why raising your credit score will help you get out of debt faster and then live debt-free. I hope you enjoy it. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life on sale at audible.com and in the iTunes store. Your credit score has a somewhat secret life. It's changing and being manipulated by your financial decisions even though it's out of sight. One of the reasons you need to be mindful of this underground credit world is because it affects how much credit you can get and what interest rate you'll pay for it. The better your credit rating, the more favorable and less risky you appear to potential lenders, landlords, insurers, and employers, for example. A good credit score helps them quickly approve your applications and offer you the best credit terms available, which can translate to paying less and saving more, which is critical for getting out of debt and then living debt-free. Your job is to take the mystery out of your credit rating by pulling back the veil as often as you can. You can get your credit reports from each of the 3 major credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, for free once a year. The best strategy is to space them out so you get a different one every 4 months. Put it on your calendar to go to annualcreditreport.com where you can view or download them. Look for any incorrect personal or credit information and be sure to dispute it with the bureau right away. You'll notice that your free credit reports do not reveal your actual credit score. Unfortunately, you have to pay for those. You can purchase your score from the individual bureau websites or even from myfico.com. You don't need to buy your score from each one, especially if all your free credit reports look about the same. The current price at myfico.com for a score report from one of the bureaus is $15.95.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
There are five main ways you can positively influence and raise your credit rating going forward. The first one is pretty obvious. Pay all your bills on time. Your payment history influences your credit score the most. Never let an overdue account get turned over to a collections agency. Many companies won't take the time to report an overdue debt to the three credit bureaus, but the collection agencies they hire usually do. The second way to manage your credit score is to keep a good cushion of available credit. That means never max out all your available credit lines. For example, if you have a $5,000 credit card limit, a good rule of thumb is to never let your balance exceed 50% of that amount. Keeping a sufficient gap between your current balance and your available credit line shows lenders that you're not the type to overextend yourself. It's better to have two credit cards that each have balances below 50% of your credit limits than to have one card that you consistently max out. The third way is to apply for a credit limit increase. If you use credit cards responsibly but still charge more than 50% of your available limit, apply for a credit limit increase. Call the company or complete an online credit request at their website. The higher your credit limit with the major credit cards, the more likely potential lenders will be to extend you credit as well. And higher limits also help you maintain a larger credit cushion. The fourth way to actively manage your credit score is to have at least one major credit card account in good standing. That shows that you're responsible with your money. I know that I've discouraged you from using credit cards because they're so easy to abuse. But if you can occasionally make a small charge and pay the bill off in full each month, you can slowly improve your credit rating. If you have credit card accounts that you don't use anymore, consider keeping them open and just shredding the card. That's because the length of time that you have credit history is important too. Having a 10-year-old account with good history, even though you don't currently use it, will usually work in your favor. And the fifth suggestion is to limit new inquiries on your report. Don't apply for any new retail charge cards. Many stores try to entice you to do that by offering discounts and promotions for opening a new account. Lots of inquiries make you appear too impulsive or eager for new credit. However, checking your own credit report and score, even if you do it frequently, does not damage your rating. There's a surprisingly fun way to learn the basics of maintaining good credit at the U.S. Treasury's website called controlyourcredit.gov. You can play an interactive game in a haunted hotel where clues lead to credit information as you solve each mystery. The tips in this show came straight from my brand new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life. Each simple step leads you down a path toward getting out of debt and staying out of debt for good. So head over to audible.com or to the iTunes store and check it out. You can now follow me on Twitter under the username Laura Adams. I'll share financial tips, resources, and whatever I'm up to. Also, there was a technical problem with the Money Girl voicemail line, so I have a new number, which is 206-339-9069. Don't be shy. I'd love to hear a message from you. If you forget any of this contact info, find it in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.